to save Becca. I promised him complete secrecy. He asked how serious I was about saving my sister and warned that I wouldn't like what he was about to tell me. That was how I learned about tonight's auction. Bill, the strip club owner, got me entered into tonight's bids. He'd arranged everything for a 10% cut in my earnings. I'd seen a doctor who verified my virginity and tested me for pregnancy and STDs. Bill had also made me an appointment at a local salon for full body waxing and a makeover. A haircut with long layers and caramel highlights in my otherwise chestnut brown hair, along with a manicure and a pedicure. All of which would come out of my earnings too. If I didn't sell, I would be responsible for paying him back. But Bill all but guaranteed I'd sell. He said that virgins were very rare, and that someone so natural and beautiful would go for a high price. I just hope to keep my nerves under control so that I can actually follow through with this. I feel like throwing up, and I haven't eaten all day. I turn to the sound of a light tapping on my door, and Bill pokes his head in. My arms fly over my chest as I try to cover my breasts. My modesty is pointless, and a hysterical giggle bubbles up my throat. All too soon, I'll be exposed to a room full of men and expected to give my body to one of them. But I'll maintain my innocence while I still can. Bill raises an eyebrow at me.
Are you ready?
I glance in the mirror one last time and draw a steadying breath. I look down at my toned legs, thanks to hours spent jogging, my only form of stress relief. To my stomach, that is a bit softer than I would like. To my breasts, that jiggle when I move. The eyes looking back at me are harder than before. Good. I will need that hard exterior to survive the next 6 months. I hadn't known this side of the world existed, and now I was entering into it. I'm doing this for Becca, I remind myself. Drawing every ounce of strength I can, I uncross my arms from over my breasts and nod to Bill. I'm ready.
You look great. Very natural. That should work in your favor, he remarks, leading me from the safety of the dressing room.
I see what he means as we progressed down the hallway. There are a few other women ranging from early 20s to late 30s, and each of them seemed to have embraced the stripper look. Big hair and thick layers of makeup, red stained lips, fishnet stockings, and sky-high heels. All of them are wearing G-strings. I'd been told the only article of clothing allowed was a pair of panties, so I'd chosen my most modest pair. Light blue briefs with lace along the hem. They're cute and feminine and comfortable. It had never occurred to me to try and make myself look sexier. Regret churns in my stomach. What if no one wants me? I'll have done all this for nothing, plus owe Bill for the expensive makeover he provided. The concrete floor against my bare feet sends an icy chill up to my body, pebbling my nipples into hardened points. My arms once again cross in front of my chest as I clutch my breasts. I might be covered more than the other women, but somehow I feel more exposed. Completely ripped open for the world to see. I'm dressed as me, not some sexified version of myself that I can portray to the men waiting on the other side of that door. Suddenly, I don't want them to see the real me. I wanted to be caked in makeup with perhaps a long blonde wig and tassels hanging from my nipples. I could be whoever they wanted me to be. Instead, I'm just Sophie, and that seems much more dangerous to me. I can't let my new owner get inside my head. He might be buying the rights to my body, but he'll certainly never have the real me. I need to remember that.
When we stop outside a steel door, panic courses through my veins and my throat constricts, my gag reflex threatening to send bile shooting up my throat. I draw a deep breath through my nose and open my mouth to tell Bill I've changed my mind when his hand suddenly reaches out and twists the doorknob. The door swings open to reveal a large, dimly lit room. The only light comes from a bare bulb that hangs directly above a platform-like